Jean listened to the podcast.
No. I think she listened to maybe one episode, two episodes, because I forced her to.
And for anybody who wonders, my wife, Elisa, refuses. She does like...
Actually, funny story. The one time Mary Jane was listening to the podcast, her grandmother was in the car. And it was the episode where I start out by telling the story about... it was one of the earlier ones, taking Brady's temperature in his ass. And then when we had to check if we had to check if the thermometer was actually working because his temperature was so high, and I put it in my mouth.
Oh.
And I followed it up with what? I eat ass. It's getting late.
It's getting hot in here, and this is Dad So Hard. Here we go, everybody. It is the second or third week of August.
It's one of them. It's August. We'll just call it that.
I mean, nobody... One episode, and eventually I will be able to get the date exactly right. With all the prep that we do, I never
actually... You get close enough. It's shocking because, being in, media, everything revolves around, dates and calendars.
Correct. Our entire world. This date in particular. So this is Dad So Hard. I'm Vinny Dunleavy.
Danny McCartney.
And we are two dads, two friends, two fellas who like to work hard, play hard, and as we say, dad, even harder. And we get together every week to talk about our dad life and read viewer emails, share news stories, and share what's happening in our lives with our wives and kids.
Yep.
That's what we do. Danny, what's actually, this is, so right before we got on air, I told Danny I wanted to say something this morning because this date was important to me.
Yep.
And then 30 seconds later, I forgot the date. I mean, I am legitimately in
it. How your brain works.
That's how it works. Because then I was like, wait, what day is today? And then I look, I'm like, oh my God, this is what I just told Danny it was. So today is Tuesday, August 13th. And before we get into it, if you've listened to this podcast for over a year and a half now, you would know. Well, you may not know, but if you've listened to this in the past, about a year ago, what I did is shared in a couple episodes my story of when my mother passed away. And so it was actually a year ago this morning. And what I want to first do is just give a shout out and a thank you to everybody in Dad So Hard Nation who has supported us, supported me, this podcast. And I told Danny and... Daniel, who was with us at the time, who is still with us, just not with us. But I said, thank you very much because this has been a great experience for me and it has helped me cope and deal with it. And I know my mother, who was one of our biggest fans, who used to write in, I believe most
every week.
Every week, most of her emails were trying to correct the record of what I was saying about
fact check.
She was our original fake newser.
She was.
She's fake. So she is sending that energy from above. But I just wanted to give a shout out to Marie Dunleavy. If you're on my personal Instagram, I posted some photos. If you want to check it out, and if not, then you're a heartless soul.
Then I hate you and die.
And then that's it. And as my son would say when he's mad, "Daddy, I hate you. I hate you. I just wish you were dead." And then I go out of my mind.
Brady's been saying I'm angry when he's mad.
Oh,
which I feel like is way more impactful than I'm mad.
I'm angry.
You're making me angry. It's like the Hulk.
Dude, oh my God. But that's a huge way of expressing emotion. I try to, we tried having those charts that have the circle emojis and you're supposed to.
Well, I think that was how he learned it because when you learn it, it doesn't say mad, it says angry. So I took that in and he was like, oh, angry. Yes. And doesn't obviously absorb when adults are saying I'm mad because what adult says I'm angry? You're mad.
I may actually start walking around saying I'm angry. That is a brilliant, listen, your kid's very evolved. Mine are not.
Think about in work when someone pisses you off, be like, you're really making me angry. How much more impactful is that than I'm getting mad?
Because you're really sharing.
That's like getting the, I'm not mad, I'm disappointed.
100%. And I will say I'm disappointed. I love the use of that word. Because what I like to say is, I say I'm disappointed. I try to push them to talk about their feelings, but I don't think we've ever actually said, why don't you say I'm angry? We say I'm frustrated. So I go, Gene, just say you're frustrated. I go, what is wrong?
And we do frustrated,
yeah. He'll come out with just, I'm mad and I hate you. I wish you were dead. I don't want to live in this house. Like a litany of things that normal people would be so embarrassed about, which is what happens every day here.
Well, they've been repeating us a lot. And when I say us, I mean also really me, with like the cursing. So I'm waiting for them to just start like really hitting me with like the, you know, I'm about to lose my fucking mind.
So I have to say is I feel like they definitely know all the words, and at certain times Shane is only, so Emily is going to third grade. She is smart enough to know when she wants to use it. So she will actually get upset and be like, oh, I want to use a curse word. Yeah. And I'm like, no, you're not using it. Shane will, he'll sometimes say them because he thinks he's funny.
Mm-hmm.
But most of
he's
the
time, gonna get a rise.
Correct. And usually it's related to his poop. So he'll be like, but right now he's in a big, he calls his, he'll point to his penis and call it his gina. He's like, I got a gina, I got a gina. And we're like, stop saying the word. And then he'll just walk around the house, look at everybody's gina. And I'm like, Shane, you don't have a gina. Stop. But he thinks, I feel like he does it more out of being, he's trying to be a comedian.
And he's getting a rise. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then instead of saying, I'm angry, I just get mad and then I start to yell at him.
Exactly.
This is not the time or the place.
Yeah.
But I love the fact that he's saying, I'm angry. That's phenomenal. Okay. I may actually try that at work. And when I'm going to say, because I usually say, is, I'm upset. I'm getting upset. But even getting upset is more like saying you're mad. It doesn't say the emotion.
Yeah. You want to let people know. I'm pretty angry with you right now.
Yeah. Well, do you do it on the flip side, Danny? Like, I've started to think about when people ask me how I'm doing, there have been times at work where when somebody asks me how I'm doing, I will go and say, I'll take a pause. And I know, there are days I'm very, very happy. So I go, you know what? I'm fucking awesome. Right now, life is good. And
I like that.
And when you say it in a way where if you actually look at somebody and go, fucking awesome, all of a sudden, it's like there's like a euphoria high that comes out of it, and I feel great. And I'm like, that's right, man. I'm doing good. Because usually you just do that throwaway.
The not bad.
Yeah, man, not bad. I'm doing okay. But it's like, well, why not talk honestly about the emotion and say, I'm having a fucking great day.
There's
nothing wrong with this day today.
On the flip side, because I like you said, like there's always a throwaway. Not bad. Yeah. Not bad. But not bad is essentially not good.
Yes.
No. So, right? Like it's right in the middle. You're not bad.
It's a
dismissal. I'm going to start responding to people. How you doing? Not good. And then just walk away. See how they react.
Brilliant. That will be. Well, the other thing is, do you ever notice when somebody asks you how you're doing, I just sometimes realize I ignore the question. So I'll see you and I'll be like, hey, Danny, how are you doing?
Oh, yeah, because
and
it's
you'll
like,
say, good.
Oh, hey, what's going on? How you doing? It's like, do you want me to answer all those? Or do you want me to just say hi?
I say, you know, I have two kids and I'm barely keeping it together at work.
So, exactly. I'm going to answer that every single time.
I'm going to stop walking in the hallway and go, so glad you asked me that. Here we go.
They're like, oh, man, I was just trying to go to the bathroom.
Well, you asked me. I go, my son wished I was dead, and my daughter spit in my face. So let's.
You know what? Let's unpack this right now in the middle of the hall.
Thousand percent. So, let's talk about. On today's episode, this is today's episode.
Yep. And, let's do a little dad hard.
We talk about our lives as dads, which is this is sort of like one avenue of it. But Danny, as you think about like, well, what did you do? Did you have a big weekend? I had a big weekend. I didn't.
We had a kid's birthday party, which was like pretty standard, like same old shit. And then we got some ice cream as a family, which was nice. But other than that, I just did, we didn't go down to the shore. So just did like stuff around the house, which is like every now and then you need one of those weekends, just like getting things done and actually feeling like a homeowner. That was one of those weekends.
We had the polar, the polar opposite weekend. Where
you probably had the weekend I wish I had.
We were non-stop. I think I could potentially, it's been 48 hours since I've had a drink and I may still be intoxicated from it. We Thursday night had a white party here in town to go to. This was a fundraiser. It was very, in fact, well, you know what? These white parties sound fancy, but they're real. When you look at what everybody's wearing, it's
wearing like a white t-shirt.
Correct. For guys, it's like a white t-shirt, white jeans. You could probably get away with a very light colored khaki pant.
There were everyone else is actually wearing white. You stick out like a sore thumb.
Yeah, but there was a bunch of husbands that decided not to come because they were like, we don't own white. And I was like, it's not that hard to buy. I mean, I invested
in Amazon.
Well, you have every color pants. You're a costume guy. So yeah,
white. I'm a costume guy. I have a white suit.
You have a white. I would not doubt it. I have a white pair of jeans, and then I wear white shirts to work. So I had enough of the uniform. But it was a fundraiser in town, and so that happened on Thursday night. But like, I left work, and then the trains were screwed up. So Lisa had to go there before me. I ran in. It started at 6:00. I got there at 7:00. So that was when the drinking train. It was for a charity, so I did
drinking for a good cause.
I got a little tiny sauced because I had to drive. Well, it was a half mile from my house, so we did that. And then Sunday, my wife. So this is where I think she rewarded me for being a wonderful dad and potentially husband because she called it a birthday and Father's Day gift. Although Father's Day and was 3 months ago, my birthday was 4 months ago. So she organized
a little late.
I was a little bit late. Although everybody kept
an early Christmas gift at this point
because people kept asking me. My buddies are wishing me a happy birthday, and I was like, "It's my birthday has been like 5 months ago." So we did a fishing trip off of Montauk for me and like five of my buddies, and it was amazing. So all you guys,
how far is that for you? Because I know you're Long Island, but like for me, Montauk is like 4 hours.
Correct. Yeah, it was not close. So we live about an hour from my dad's house. So actually getting to Montauk from Port Washington is a solid like three and a half hours. So what we did is
maybe it's even longer for me then.
No, for you, it's from Staten Island. Well, no, well,
hours.
Yeah, but you're just doing South Shore. So I'm in the Northwest corner. So it could be just as far. But we drove to two of my buddies came from me out here. Then we drove to Riverhead, met up with three of my other buddies. We got in one car. And then we actually had, like, I was thinking about it after the day was over or in the next day when I was sobered up. It was the best day because we did a road trip. When was the last time you were in a Tahoe with like five other buddies and it was just a party? It was like a bunch of
10 years.
Oh, it was insane. Like, so we left and then we were in the car for like 2.5 hours because he had some Montauk. Trump was in town, so we had to avoid the Trump traffic.
Is that even possible?
Yes, because
on Long Island?
You can't. Well, in the East End, there's two forks. So we drove the North Fork, crossed over the ferries to get to the South Fork, so we were able to avoid the fundraiser. None of us wanted to shell out the $250,000 to get a seat at the table, so we decided to skip it and just go right fishing.
Good choice.
So if anybody went, we'd love to get an inside data report.
If any
of our fans
for that dinner for $200,000 a seat.
So, but we started drinking on the way there. And then we got, then we parked at Montauk, went to a couple restaurants and bars. So we started drinking maybe like 10:30 in the morning and then fished from 4 to 8. And then, my one buddy, was not a drinker, so we were able to have a good designated driver. So he drove us then back to Riverhead, where we went to another bar till like 1 o'clock in the morning. So and my kids, Elisa was in, had to take Emily to go look at sleepaway camps. So we had two polar opposite days of she allowed me to party hard, and then she was mommy harding because she went and was driving around Pennsylvania visiting potential camps. And then Saturday morning, our nanny drove our kids out to see me. And Elisa went to go pick up a car in New Jersey. So I had about 5 hours of sleep. And then our kids showed up Saturday morning. And then I instantly, and this is sort of this, I think what is wonderful about, that was about me. This is why I'm so awesome, right?
Let's hear it.
Is that I do think we have the ability as dads to snap right back into it. And they got to my dad's house. I was awake, already awake for 2 hours, but I only had slept maybe 4 or 5. I was running on fumes.
I was going to say, maybe that's a you thing. I don't know that I snap right back into it.
Oh, I snap. And then all of a sudden I had to bring him to the pool. So we went to the pool. We were in the pool for like an hour and a half because my dad's in like a retirement community. So I brought him to the pool.
Yep.
And then came back to the house, had lunch. My brother showed up. So then we had like talky talk, family time for about an hour. And then Emily wanted to go to the beach. So then we quickly bathing suits back on. I'd like to say I sunscreened then, but I actually did forget to spray sunscreen both times. So it was not a sunscreen. And I failed.
Normal.
That happens.
I get you.
And then we went to the beach. And then we were at the beach till like 4:15. It literally was running around, because then we got back, had a shower fast because I had to go to church. And then I threw a dinner party at my dad's house because it was the anniversary of my mom, so we were in church. So then we had a dinner party Sunday night. In between that, I did get in a fight. My wife screamed at me because I forgot her clothes. Because when our nanny brought our kids here, I forgot.
Clothes?
No, so she packed clothes in the back of the car for the kids and her. So our nanny, our au pair, got here. And when I said, oh, did Elisa pack anything? So she said, oh, yeah, there's stuff's in the back of the car. So I opened the back of the car, and there was a bag that we usually put the kids' stuff in. Now, I would say my wife did not tell me that she was packing her own clothes. So I was not looking for another bag. Usually it's like, where's the kids' stuff?
But right.
Apparently there was a dress, her toiletries, and another bag of clothes, which I left there. So when my wife shows up when she showed up at 3 o'clock, I wasn't home. When I got home at 4:15, she's like, oh, where's my stuff? And I go, what do you mean your stuff? I only have the kids' stuff. And then since she was already tired from her like day and a half thing, she decided to blame me for it. And I was like, it's really not my fault. It's your fault. Which is never the right answer. When your wife is mad, the lesson to all, well, it's probably a lesson to every, I mean, every other guy probably knows this. I just don't.
You're just an idiot.
I'm just an idiot, and I dig myself. So then we're those people that walk into church screaming at each other, and then as soon as the door opens, you're like, smile, everything's fine. Not that we go to church.
Head on.
We don't. And what happened on Sunday? And then it was like a never-ending weekend. Oh, and then Sunday we just had to get up. What did we do Sunday morning? Oh, we just ended up packing, cleaning up my dad's house. So I had to do that. And then driving back to Port Washington because my wife also organized a fishing trip for us to go on with one of our friends in town.
So then
we have like had an hour. So this is the thing. So she got a car. In this story, I have about 5 dad fails and dad wins. We got this new car and she gave me the key. And on Saturday, I was not in the zone. So I was not even paying attention to the car. And she's done a lot of work in getting it. And so I don't think I was showing any gratitude towards it.
Mm-hmm.
And she thought I hated it. So then in her brain, it was like, you hate me and you hate this car. I'm like, I don't hate you and I don't hate the car. I just can't focus on it. So Sunday comes, you get to Port Washington.
I don't hate the car. I just hate you.
Yeah. And then what happened was when we go to leave Sunday, when we go to leave on the fishing trip, so we're home maybe 35 minutes. And I like to get home and unpack everything.
Okay.
I want to unpack. I don't want shit laying around in bags. I want to get in. So I get in, throw all my stuff down, unpack. We're about to leave, and I go to get the car keys. Now, this car key has been in my possession for maybe an hour and a half. I can't find the key. She's like, what do you mean? I go, well, I knew it was in my pocket when I got into the house, and I put it down. So five minutes, and anybody who knows me, I can get, like, one-track mind. I get crazy. So we go on the fishing trip, but I wanted to focus on having fun. So we have fun. I caught 0 fish, but my wife did great. My kids did good. I just wanted to hang and chill. We get home.
I'm not a fisher.
I like the boat.
I like so the boat.
I like being on the water. It's relaxing.
Totally. I'm just not going to fish.
The fishing part of it is the boring. Is the like because unless you're actually
out on a boat, like you watch a game.
What do you mean watch a game?
Like TV on TV. Like, can you watch TV on a boat?
If you have a boat, if you're that fancy. I don't have. I mean, I don't know anybody with a boat with a TV. But I don't know if I'd want to watch.
Have like that inside area.
Really nice boats. I mean, you have to have a really nice. The fishing boats are like fishing boats. I don't know anybody that rich.
Okay.
I have a friend who has a boat, but where a boat with a TV in a bedroom is enough. That's more. That's like real. That's real shit.
Do you get like Wi-Fi out there? I'm thinking like, can you play music?
You can play music on your phone. But, well, it depends how far. We were only maybe 1 to 4 miles from shore, so our cell phones are working.
Gotcha.
We were doing live social media posts. I actually think, though, if you had to sit down, one, it's exhausting because you're standing most of the time.
Yeah.
But I think, I don't know if I was watching TV on a boat. I mean, you
start, seasick?
I mean, I don't get seasick, but I feel like watching television, you would because you're almost, you now have to watch a screen. And if you're balancing something, I feel like I don't know. I couldn't do it. I don't think I'd be able to do it. Let me see. I'm trying to think, but my legs were tired. Where was I going with this story? Oh, I found
million dollar question.
Million dollar question. I'll wrap it up. So we got back, and then we searched the house for an hour and a half, could not find the keys. It was not a nice, it was not enjoyable. I sort of gave up, and then I'm tight with money. So I was like, man, now I have to pay whatever it costs for a new key, which is maybe $400, because these those stupid key fob things. And then we sat down, we watched TV, we watched one of the two shows that I've been telling everybody about was the final episode of the Roger Ailes Loudest Voice on Showtime. Unreal. I told everybody has to watch this thing about Fox News. It's unreal. You'll love it. And so we watched the last episode. We go to bed. It was like 11 o'clock. It was fun. Literally, it got us to Sunday at 9, where the 9 to 11, where the first 2 hours we can actually sit and do nothing. We roll into bed. I'm brushing my teeth. And Elise's like, what the hell is in this bed? And I go, I don't know. And she was laying on our car keys. So somehow my car key ended up in the middle of our bed.
You're drunk.
No, I know. It was in the morning. I don't know how it got there.
You said it yourself at the start of this podcast. You're still drunk.
I might have still been drunk and just like said, I'm going to throw
them. I think that's what it was.
You know, I'm going to get up and drive. But I, you know, what was good about it was I had a good balance of seeing my kids. But I do think that you can forget to give yourself time to just hang with your buddies.
Let loose.
And like, it was like, and it's almost cooler when you know everybody is dealing, because all my buddies, we all have kids.
Yeah.
And everybody the next day is like on Saturday, everybody had crap to do. So like two of my buddies stayed over, they had to leave immediately. And I just think it's sort of like you can have it all.
It's tough to plan.
Oh my God, I don't know how my wife pulled this off. She planned it months in advance. And I don't know
how. Women are the planners, man. That's how.
I'm gonna give it credit. There's no way left up to our devices. There's no way that a group of dads we would have organized this on our own.
No, if it was just up to me planning, like if you didn't even have that one or two friends in the group that plan, like you'd never see your friends.
Oh, 100%. Well, so now we want to make it an annual fishing trip, which makes me now I have to figure out a way to plan this, and
it's on you now.
Well, I'm gonna have to start planning it now because
yeah.
I give myself a couple days a month to go. Okay, let me do this, and then because I just want to get it out of the way. But it was
if you find a weekend, it's good because then like a little tip out there, you find like a weekend that works because then when all throughout the year you're getting like birthday, christening, wedding invitations, you already know a weekend that is off limits.
And you, what I've realized
like, is like, oh, two weekends before Labor Day, we always do this.
And end of July, early August feels like it's a good zone to do buddy trips because
you're not back in school zone yet.
Right. There's no not that many sports are going on. Depending on if your kid's older,
all sports are over by the end of July,
and August hasn't really started. So
unless they're doing like football and they have like camp, or just camp in general, kids don't have anything going on in August.
Great, it's a nice zone. So if people who are listening, let us know when do you think is the best time to do like a buddy or a non-family weekend trip where it's easy to escape your family. Because I do think what I'm excited about too is I do listen to some sports college football podcasts, and college football I'm a big fan of is starting in a few weeks, and I try to steal at least an hour on a Saturday morning to get of the 3 hours of SportsCenter. I want to try to steal an hour away. So I feel like I do.
Did you just say you try to steal an hour to get 3 hours?
No, it's SportsCenter's 3 hours.
Oh, you try to get an hour of it.
I try to at least enjoy 1 hour of it. So in order for me to.
Yeah, I've decided I'm making a preemptive strike this fall. The TV is no longer my kids. Like, I can't take that they own our TV.
Oh, no.
They own it. I can never watch anything. Like last night, like all I wanted to do was just watch something of my own and relax. And we're watching Teen Titans Go, which I don't hate, but.
Danny, do you not have a secondary device for your child to watch while you're watching your show?
Yeah, but I don't want them on their iPads all the time because then it becomes like a.
But the TV is just a giant iPad.
I understand that, but I like. They already know what it is as an iPad. So then it's like everything. It's like when we leave, it's like, I want my iPad. And then I have to get in the no, and then fight. Like, no.
Oh, see,
have a good system with the iPad. We'll let them use it for like 25 minutes and then it has to be shut off. So I don't want to get
with a TV. A TV is the iPad. So like if we watch. Because I mean, if you're legit, you realize that. Like, if you're
seven, yes, I do, but I don't think a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old understand that concept.
Your 4-year-old 100% does, because Shane knows it. Like, so last night we watched TV. I watched, you know, there wasn't really anything good that I was loving, so I was flipping through a lot of channels, and he was watching his YouTube videos of pirates, because right now he's in a pirate zone.
Yeah, but that, like, they start doing like 1,000 different things on it, and if I, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
I'll figure it out. I will tell you this, honestly, no. I think I'm just going to put on what I want to watch and deal with it. You will be surprised that if you're sitting around watching TV, he's going to want to look like daddy, and he wants to sit on his iPad and watch his TV.
Learn to like what I like.
Yes, but if you're watching the Game of Thrones.
No, I'm talking about like sports.
Oh, well, yeah, you could do that too. But at night, there's not that many. Well, I guess there are. No, there's also
baseball.
Yeah. Oh, I can't.
Baseball. Mets are on a hot streak.
If your child, if any, I am.
Well, Mets weren't on last night.
No, baseball watching. I think baseball is watching paint dry. I don't have the attention.
You're watching paint dry.
I mean, I literally am, but I can't. Baseball, I can't. I can't. Oh,
it's my favorite.
But it's so slow. I'm not a baseball fan.
Love the game, man.
It's making me yawn. I'm sorry. That was how excited I was
about. Not the fact that it's 7 a.m.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
I can't. So if you can get your 4 and 2-year-olds watch baseball, it'll be amazing.
Well, yeah. I tell the story all the time. When Brady was born, 2015, the Mets were on their World Series run, and I would watch all the games with him sitting in my arms, and I was like, I could get used to this parenting thing. Like, they watch baseball with you. He couldn't friggin' move. So, of course, he's just sitting there watching baseball with me. And then the next year, I probably watched 60%, maybe 75% of their games in 2015.
Wow.
2016, I might have watched 2. That, it was insane.
The first year that baby's born, it is the easiest of all the years.
It was like, as soon as he turned 1, it was like, yeah, TV's mine now.
The amount of authority we give our children.
I know.
But I think
me and Mary Jane used to say it all the time. Like, when we were kids, like, our dads, like, it would be like, this is what's on TV. If you don't want to watch it, do something else.
Yeah, no, I don't know if there's something in the water that makes them, when they're unhappy, they just scream and yell. I mean, the amount of times I hear, I'm bored, and I'm terrible, and I'm just going to go to your room. I think it's a matter of
always been just like a random topic of conversation for us. Do your kids have TVs in their room?
No.
Neither do ours. I don't think we're going to do it.
Not a.
Yeah.
Emily has thought, she has at times asked if she's ever going to get one. She's not asked for one now.
They'd never leave the rooms then.
But she'll take an iPad. Like, if she has her iPad time, she will take an iPad and go in her room and lay in her bed and watch an iPad. So I do think, like.
So to your point, she kind of does then.
I mean, yes.
Unless you tell her iPad's not allowed in the room.
Oh yeah, but I'm not gonna do that. But we limit the screen time. Although, because half of what, it just depends on what they're doing. Sometimes it's games and sometimes it's videos. I'm not necessarily against technology. I'm against the technology at certain times. Like, I don't like it at the dinner table.
Yeah, at a restaurant.
At a restaurant, if I'm trying to survive. When they're younger, I'm like, just watch this and shut up. But I also don't like it when other kids are over. Like, on play dates, I don't want to see 4 kids on a thing. No, that is not. An iPad is for, like, when
you're here to socialize.
Correct. So it's like, to me, it's like when you have adult friends over, there are times where you sit around and you watch TV together, but that's not necessarily, most times somebody's over my house, you want to talk.
But you don't sit around the phone all, you don't sit around the table all on your phones.
Correct. Well, I mean, sometimes.
Sometimes, actually.
That's the one thing I do try to manage, because I feel like I cannot yell at them about an iPad when I pick up my phone every 2 minutes and I'm on it and I'm doing work. But I'm like, it's work, and I have to show them emails. I'm like, you see this email?
You have to prove to your kid that you're doing work.
Correct. Because I'm not taking out a laptop. Like, if I took out a laptop, I'd be like, look, this is work.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm doing something for the podcast. Leave me alone. And then I hear, I want to be on it. I do have to say, now that we're recording at home, and for everybody knows our new Dad's So Hard studio locations, my children keep asking to be on the podcast again.
Look, I don't know how much our listeners even want to hear us. Do they want to hear a kid?
Well, I'm not saying not for the full 30 minutes.
No but, shit.
They may need – the one thing we'll have to one day have to figure out is do a crossover with our wives, but he at least has no interest in being on the
podcast. Mary Jane could not want to be on this less.
And for anybody who's wondering, Danny, does Mary Jane listen to the podcast?
No.
Yeah,
I think she listened to maybe one episode, two episodes, because I forced her to.
And for anybody who wonders, my wife, Elisa, refuses. She does like
actually, everybody. Funny story. The one time Mary Jane was listening to the podcast, her grandmother was in the car. And it was the episode where I start out by telling the story about it was one of the earlier ones, taking Brady's temperature in his ass. And then when we had to check if we had to check if the thermometer was actually working because his temperature was so high, and I put it in my mouth. And I followed it up with what? I eat ass. Mary Jane looked at me and was like, "Are you fucking kidding me?" And then shut it off.
She's like, "This is what you put out there."
Yeah.
My wife gets updated on the podcast due to our phenomenal listeners who like to email and text her after every episode to be like, "Do you know he said this about you?" And then she just is like, "Whatever."
Nice.
She enjoys it. Well, it's Danny again. It's been a phenomenal week. These things go by so fast.
I know.
What I do also want to give a shout out, because when we start this in the morning, I generally am just waking up, and you, in terms of your own dad life, you had already gone for a run.
That's true.
Incredible. So what? Give us before what. We're going to skip our – instead of a dad win and a dad fail. Well, I think a dad win for you this week. I'm going to give you one. I'm going to give you your dad win. Your dad win.
Because I didn't think of one.
You didn't think of one, but I'm going to give it to you. We're going to switch it up. I'm going to say your dad win of the week is the fact that you have the ability to get up sometime between the hours of 5 and 5:30 and go out for a run to keep your body healthy and your brain stimulated.
That's yeah.
It keeps. How are you doing? What is in you?
What's that?
What is in you to do that? What time are you going to bed?
I go to bed probably like 10:30, 11.
And you wake up at 5 or 5:30?
Yeah. 6 hours of sleep. That's all I need.
I think 6
is No, in all seriousness, I think it's just because I ran in high school and college, so it's muscle memory. And that's why I tell everyone too. People at work would always be like, "How could you go out drinking on a client event and then come in the next day and not be hungover and be totally fine?" And I honestly think it has to do with running track, because in college, I don't know if every athlete was like this, but it's not like a normal college life. You're not partying and drinking and then sleeping in. You're partying and drinking and then running at 7 a.m.
Well, I think if you're an athlete at your college, that is the life, and your body is the.
And then your body just adjusts to that, yeah. And that was the thing. Our industry lent itself to continue that. You're still drinking, and I kept running, so it was almost it just extended.
Totally.
So I'll wake up, I'll run, and I'll be good to go. Even over this past weekend, I was like, "Mary Jane, I want to make sure I get a run in." She was like, "All right, well, don't." Don't wake up early and just run whenever you want. And I was like, "But if I don't wake up early and run before you guys, not to sound corny, but then I'm missing out on family time. Cause then I'm gone for 45 minutes when I could have been cooking breakfast or whatever, you know?"
Look at that. Well said.
You know, and it's not it truly is not to be looking for brownie points or to be corny or anything. I just understand that our lives, I'm at work most of the time, yeah. And I do love running. I do want to stay in shape, but I'm not going to let things try to certain things you can't avoid cutting into family time, but things you can avoid. If I can wake up at 6 on the weekend and go for a run, I will.
I would agree. I just have to get myself up in the morning.
Yeah. It's cool. Honestly, if you do it for 1 week, 2 weeks, then you're good. You're adjusted. It's those first 2 weeks that suck, because it's just getting your body adjusted to that new schedule.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with dieting, which I still have yet to conquer. That's also part of the reason why I force myself to run, because I know I'm not going to be able to adjust the way I eat.
I know. We may have to change our tagline to "work hard, dad hard," "work hard, play hard, dad hard," and "eat even harder."
Yeah,
because I've been eating, but the secret to all that is you just got to get up and do it. And once you do it, the hard part.
That's the beauty of being a man rather than a woman. We can just work off what we eat. Like, women actually have to watch what they eat and work out.
I will agree with you on that. Anybody, listen, if you're listening to this out there, we're going to start, I think, we're going to do an episode where we're going to exclusively potentially read all the emails that we've been getting and all the letters. And it's been a lot. And there's a lot of questions people want to know about us. So look out for that in the future. And in the meantime, send them in to us because we love hearing from you guys.
Yes.
How can people?
And you can do that. Instagram, Facebook, at Dad So Hard Podcast, Twitter, at Dad So Hard Pod. Email dadsohardpodcast@gmail.com or on the website wearedadsohard.com.
We love it, guys. It's another wonderful week. Every guy, if you're not out there getting up early and you don't know how to work, the lesson of today's episode is get up and do it.
Figure it out.
Figure it out. It gets easier.
Thanks for listening.